missile launches were detected by radar, Ukraine says. The details are unverified. Mark Voyagers, a former US Army advisor on Russian affairs, and says he's dubious about the claims.
It could have been carrying Wagner mercenaries, ammunition. Highly unlikely that they were Ukrainian prisoners, POWs on board, and especially the speed at which the Russians made this statement. It's usually used for disinformation statements to create really confusion among the Western public.
The head of the British Army's warned that members of the public may have to be called up to serve if the UK ever goes to war. General Patrick Sanders says the military is too small to deal with any full-scale conflict with Russia. It's understood a man who was convicted of killing a woman during a speedboat ride on the River Thames has been released from prison. Jack Shepherd is reported to have served half of his 10-year sentence for Charlotte Brown's manslaughter in 2015. After one of Rishi Sunak's own MPs said he should resign, the Labour leaders exploited the situation for laughs in the House of Commons.
I love this quaint tradition where the more they slag him off behind his back, the Labour they cheer in here. So was he surprised to see one of his own MPs say that he doesn't get what Britain needs?
Rishi Sunak hit back, calling Keir Starmer a human weather vane because he changes his views so often. Earlier, Tory MP Sir Simon Clarke told the Daily Telegraph the Prime Minister had gone from asset to anchor for his party. Around 2,000 homes are still without power in Scotland after Storm Jocelyn. The north of the country experienced hours of gale-force winds with gusts of 74 miles per hour recorded last night. And finally, we could see the end to six-day letter deliveries in the UK. Ofcom says it's one option the Royal Mail should consider as its services risk becoming unsustainable. Currently, it has to deliver 6 days a week. That's the latest from Sky News. I'm Chris Morgan.
Thanks very much, Chris.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Oh, a nice bright sunny day, and it should stay that way for most of the day. Feeling mild once the winds ease, and a maximum temperature of 11 degrees. Tonight, dry and cloudy, although the odd clear spell is possible. Cloud increasing through the night, which may bring rain to parts before dawn. Minimum temperature overnight, 4 degrees Celsius. Good afternoon.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Yeah, very good afternoon to you. Exactly 3 minutes past one on a Wednesday afternoon, and so it's Bob. I'm back. I had the lurgy last week, couldn't do it. So a big thank you to Scott Ross for sitting in for me manfully last Wednesday. And I'm back ready for action now. And thanks to Michelle too. Thank you, Michelle.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Yeah, and good to be back, it is too. And have I got a show for you today? Got some live music in the studio from George Harrison Project. They'll be here just after the 2 o'clock news. We're going to kick off with a brand new sound from Dua Lipa.
I come and I go. Tell me all the ways you'll need me. I'm not here for long. Catch me or I go. Houdini. I come and I go. Prove you got the right to please me. Everybody knows. Catch me or I go. Houdini. Time is passing like a solar eclipse. See you watching, you blow me a kiss. It's your moment, baby. Don't let it slip. Coming closer, are you reading my
Dua Lipa and Houdini here on Phoenix FM. Now, lots coming up in the first hour of the show, but the second hour is going to be glorious. The boys have just arrived. They're outside unpacking their gear. There's going to be absolute chaos in the studio for the next hour, but I don't mind at all. It's really good fun with those guys. That's the George Harrison Project, by the way. Now, coming up this hour in the show, I've got some of the usual features. Got a song for Daphne, and we'll be letting you know about some of the things going on in our local area, including this one, which needs your support. It's Billericay Boot Food Bank's Benefit Cayley. Now, that's happening on Saturday the 17th of February. It's from 7:30pm to 10:30pm, and it's at the Canon Roche Pastoral Centre, 21 Leyden Road in Billericay. And I've been to this event for the last couple of years, and it's great fun. And if you want to come along and watch me embarrass myself with the dancing, that's a little added extra feature for you if you want to come along. You can get your tickets from billericayfoodbank.eventbrite.co.uk, and they are selling fast, but there are a few available if you want to come along. It's a really fun evening with dancing and music, and bring your own drinks and nibbles, and get your tickets now. Okay.
If you change your mind, take a chance on the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go, when you're feeling down. If you're all alone.
Take a chance on me. pushing me around, but I stand my ground and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground and I won't back down.
Yes, Tom Petty and I Won't Back Down. Coming up after the break, we've got a brand new track from Jonas Brothers featuring Bailey Zimmerman, and I haven't even heard it yet, so it'll be as interesting for me as it will you. After the break.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Phoenix FM.
Been a hell of a week, but we made it. Yeah, we made it. Hear the bar shutting down, but we're staying. Yeah, we're staying. Only got so long till the morning. And life is too short to be wasted.
So light me up, twist me something good, make it strong enough, last long enough before the night is up. Just give me something good, pour me all your love, make it strong enough. I'm never coming down. Ooh. Make it strong enough. I'm never coming down. Always say what I want when I'm faded, and I'm
That's the Jonas Brothers featuring Bailey Zimmerman and Strong Enough. Not bad, that. Heard that for the first time. Now, I'm going to talk a bit of rubbish for a couple of minutes now. No change there, I hear you say. But it's more to affect people in Billericay than in Brentwood. Brentwood's arrangements for collecting rubbish have been pretty consistent for a while now, but there's been big changes in Billericay and Basildon. And the council is saying that they won't be reversed despite growing complaints. Frustration has been going since the changes were rolled out at the end of November. And I can only talk from my own experience. It has become a bit of a nightmare sorting out your recycling and your food waste and your garden waste and your black bag rubbish. So much so that you end up with about half a dozen different bins to put them in. But Andrew Baggett, leader of the Conservative-run council, is adamant that the new system is working and changing the scheme back would be detrimental to the council's plan to hit a 65% recycling target. Well, at the moment, the amount of recycling is only 30%, and really they've got a long way to go, because I think the arrangements that they've made is just going to put people off, and some people won't bother at all. Residents are now having to split their rubbish into six different sections. One sack for plastics and cans, another sack for paper and cardboard, a black wheelie bin for non-recyclable, an orange box for glass bottles and jars, a green garden waste bin and a grey food waste bin. Mr. Baggett said, "We're not reversing the system as it will go against our recycling target, which is 65%. Well, my prediction would be that apparently we're in the low 30s at the moment, but I think that's going to go down and not up. And I do think Basildon Council do need to look at this again. And it's made the work harder for the refuse collectors as well, because they've got a lot more messing about to do, basically. And there have been a lot of collections that have been missed. All right, it's early days, maybe it's teething troubles, but not that I'm any expert, but my prediction is that it's only going to get worse. But there you go, I'm doing my best, I really am. As always, a mixture of older music, old and new music on this show, and here's a really old one. Do you remember this one? It's Atomic Rooster.
Make care what you wish for the best. Can't you see there's an answer? cause I'm nervous. It's a clue to the answer. The old say, say. It's a clue.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, we've got a bit of trouble on the M25 at the moment. The M25 anti-clockwise, the entry slip from the A12, Junction 28, is closed following an accident. There is congestion back and beyond to Junction 29, the A127 junction with the M25. Looking pretty slow there. In Shenfield, the A1023 slow in both directions due to roadworks between the A12 Junction 12 and the Shenfield High School, and the A12 London bound. We've got very slow traffic approaching the M25 entry slip road, which is closed to anti-clockwise M25 traffic due to an accident. It's very slow on the Brook Street roundabout as well. Looking locally, Wilson's Corner's not looking too bad. Bit of a queue in Ongar Road, little bit of a queue on the High Street. Then if we go over to Billericay, that's looking fine at the moment, actually. No problems there. That's all I've got for you at the moment. We'll keep our on it all and let you know what's happening. Got a song for Daphne coming up in a minute. Hey, it's Bob Simpson on Phoenix FM, and that's a brand new song from Kylie Minogue that's called Hold On To Now. Okay, round about 1:30 on a Wednesday, we always play a song for Daphne. Daphne is my number one listener in Billericay, who listens in every week, and Daphne's taste in music probably goes a bit further back than most of us, but it's nice to have a variety of songs on the show, and this one is a song written by American composer Cole Porter in 1936. It was introduced that year in the Eleanor Powell musical film Born to Dance, and it was nominated for the Academy Award for Best Original Song that year, but lost out to The Way You Look Tonight, which is a beautiful song. Popular recordings in 1936 were by Ray Noble and his orchestra, and by Hal Kemp and his orchestra, and the song has subsequently been recorded by hundreds of artists, and it became a signature song for Frank Sinatra. I get a kick out of you.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol, it doesn't move me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some like the bop type refrain. I'm sure that if I heard even one riff, 'twould bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some gal in the sky. Nothing to do, yet I get out of you. Get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously do not adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some gal in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick, yes, I get a kick, yes, I get a kick out of you.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 012-77-71-4477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
98 FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
That's the Bangles and Walk Like an Egyptian here on Phoenix FM, and you should see the scene in the studio. It's absolute chaos in here. There's boxes and bags and mic stands. It's like looking through a jungle of the George Harrison Project, who are busy, as you can probably hear in the background, setting up to perform live for us in the next hour. Really looking forward to that one. Got a track from, a new track from Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds coming up in a minute, but here's a way you might be able to benefit some high-flying birds, because Brentwood and Billericay local group of the Essex Wildlife Trust are holding a quiz night on Friday the 9th of February. It's down at the Barswell Social Club in Brentwood. Doors open at 7 for a 7:30 start. It's a fun quiz for teams of no more than 8 members. You don't need to be a wildlife expert, just a good all-rounder. And make sure you book early, as this will be a popular event. Tickets are just £12, which also includes a hot supper, and it's available from John Allen on 01277 231305, or you can email Chainbridge, Chainbridge, 1009 at gmail.com. I'll give you that phone number again. It's 01277 231305. I beg your pardon. And if you missed all that, it's all on the Phoenix FM events guide anyway, so go to phoenixfm.com and just click on events guide and you'll find that one there. Right, here's those High Flying Birds. We're going to get there in the end.
Gonna get on, you'll be amazed. Big fun to be had by everyone. It's up to you. Sure, they can be done. Young and old are doing it, I'm told. Just one try, and you too will be sold. It's called a freak. They're doing it night and day. Allow us, we'll show you the way.
It shouldn't be this hard. I'm all out of fight. My heart will always know your name. I'm all out of love. But look at all the love we made. I'm all out of life. Oh, babe, it's killing me to say. I'm all out of love. I'm all out of life. I'm all out of fight. Oh,
I'm all out of fight.
My heart will always know your name. I'm all out of love. But look at all the love we made.
I'm all out of life.
Oh, babe, it's killing me to say.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant, and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Starr-Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
EV Charging Systems, your local independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
There's Bob Simpson on Phoenix FM on 123. So have you watched Saltburn yet on Amazon Prime? I gave it my reserved recommendation last week, and Sophie Ellis-Bextor is really pleased about that because her song Murder on the Dance Floor has re-entered the charts after being featured in the final scene of the film Saltburn, which has to be seen to be believed. I don't really want to tell you about it. I don't want to spoil it for you, but it's also quite remarkable. I'm sure they used some CGI in that, though, because it just looked impossible to me, and it made me feel extremely inadequate. That's all I'm saying.
It's murder on the dance floor. You better not kill the groom, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. About your so I'll have to play. If you think you're getting away, I will prove you wrong. I'll take you all the way. Boy, just come along. Hear me when I say, hey. It's murder on the dance floor, but you better not kill the bird. You better not steal the moves, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. There may be others. And so, and so, and so, and so, and so, and so, and so. You'll just have to pray. If you think you're getting away, I will prove you wrong. I'll take
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.